And a good Saturday morning to you on this storm recovery weekend. Well, you know, one of the good things, if there are any, when you get these tropical storms and hurricanes in the Gulf of Mexico, sometimes there is an actual spike in the saltwater fishing, and I'm anticipating we'll probably be seeing that. And we won't know until you get out there and some of our reporters get out there and test it out. One of the negative aspects, sometimes you get possible fish kills in the freshwater rivers and lakes. I'm not hearing any of that at this point. Don't know if this system was serious enough to bring that about like Ida did. Well, check it out with us and share your reports, your comments, your questions at 504-260-1870. That's our in-studio text line. Another thing I'd like to caution you on, if you're going to be heading out hunting teal or fishing today, particularly if you're leaving in the early morning hours, floating debris dislodged by storm surge. This is a common thing, and even though you may know the area very well, like the back of your hand, when there's new logs and different types of debris that is dislodged by the storm surge and starts running back out can be problematic. So be careful out there. And it is opening day of teal season in Louisiana. Well, how did the storm affect the habitat and the teal and the dove migrations? Well, I'll let you know next week about the doves. I'm here in Alabama at the St. Hubert Cathedral Annex studio for an afternoon dove hunt at Little River National Forest near Atmore, Alabama. And hopefully, you know, these systems can move birds in or move them out sometimes. So what's the case? Maybe a little bit of both. But got some pretty decent weather out there this morning, particularly for you teal hunters. A little bit of a cool front, a little cool snap. Not much, but enough to kind of make you feel like it is waterfowl season. Also, I'll have a story about three Mississippi men who tried to get an early jump on the Louisiana gator season, but Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries agents got the jump on them. They're our bad boys of the outdoors. And, you know, during times like this, due to recent tropical weather and when people are picking up pieces and their lives and putting things back together, there's always a shortage of fishing reports. We'll try to get some post-storm tips for you. And if you were lucky enough to get out, tell us what you found. Again, our text number is 504-260-1870. And if you are headed out, here's the conditions you're likely to find. Offshore, we got a westerly wind, 5 to 10 knots, about a 2-foot sea. And that's going to be on the areas the same wind direction and speed, 5 knots up to 10 knots. Could be a light chop. Tomorrow, looking even better, northwesterly wind offshore, 5 to 10, 1-foot seas. I'll tell you, those forecasts will help close out the numbers on our red snapper season. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of snapper season fishermen out there this weekend. And on the interior lakes and bays, northwest wind at 5, smooth conditions, really good conditions, average tide range 1.6. There's a lot of water going to be moving, especially with that west wind. Going to be some hard moving water moving out. And hopefully, you know, some of those salinities, I'm sure, rose. The Mississippi River sitting a little bit above 3 with a tendency to rise. I'm sure that's got to do with a lot of the rain and some of the feeders into the Mississippi River north of us. Lake temperatures cooled off. In Pontchartrain, it's about 80 degrees. And the last time I fished in the Gulf, we were fishing in about 91 to 92 degree temperatures. That has now dropped to 84. So you're looking at about a 6 or 7 degree drop in the Gulf waters. And that is really good news, especially for the formation of any more of those tropical storms or hurricane systems that we may encounter. As we kind of make the turn, we're on the downside now of the tropical season. All right, we're going to start it off with Robbie Campo down at Shell Beach. St. Bernard Parish, I think, fared out very well. We'll check in with Robbie and find out how things are going at the marina and maybe get some fishing tips for you if anybody got to go out in the last day or so. We'll be back with that right after this time out. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And one of the first text messages I got in this morning says, "Hey Don, it's Butch, the Wycloski Bridge operator, and he wants to let everyone know they are open. And once you get across and you hook the left, you're going to see this guy, Robbie Campo." Robbie, from what I saw, it looks like St. Bernard Parish came through this storm very well. And I tell you what, the parish was ready. I saw miles and miles of video of campers and small camps and boats and trailers parked up the highway over the protection levee. And you know, it looked like everybody was ready. And I guess they're going back to return this morning and bring this stuff back down to you.
Well, you know, Don, first thing is this. Yes. we dodged a bullet, man. You know, this thing, if it would have jogged 15, 20 miles further this way, we could have been in real trouble. We didn't get any water on Florissant Highway. We didn't get any water on the road down here, but we didn't get any water on the road until this thing was already past us. So that's telling me that, this thing would have turned, or a hook came, or, slid a little bit further eastward. We'd have had some real problems. But we were prepared. It's a lot of work doing all this stuff. But you got to, because you just don't know where these things are going to go. So, but people are bringing their stuff back. And if you do have stuff on the four lane, guys, people out there, if you got stuff on that, boats, RVs, whatever, go get your stuff. You got three police officers there watching, babysitting your stuff right now. Make provisions to go get your stuff today. Get it back to where it's got to go so these cops can go do something else besides, sit there and watch your stuff on a highway. So, try to get that taken care of as soon as possible. But anyhow, Don, we have a lot of bait. I've got our boat out the locks, out of Violet. We opened up. We're down here. We're down here. We opened up. We got live bait. We don't have everything's not full. We got our tanks upstairs full because of the water in the bayou. We're getting that black water coming out of that swamp. Behind Florissant and all that stuff is kind of rotten back there. So how this happens this time of the year. Water starts coming out, stagnant water. It's going to take a week or so for it to clean up. So we're just putting the shrimp in the tanks up top, but we do have live bait. We did have a couple people fish yesterday, Don, but, it's not really much to even give a healthy report about because they caught a couple croakers, some white trout, a couple little redfish. But I would say this morning, usually after these weather events, if you're going to fish just Lake Bourne or just try to stay close, I would think if you go into Lake Bourne, you're going to have a falling tide. If you go get on, today you got a southwest wind. If you go get on a western shoreline going toward Proctor's Point, I would say that they're going to have some redfish eating up coming out of those bayous, in the front of like Camp Bayou or Flagpole or by a Grande that way or LaBuff's Cut. Somewhere on that shoreline, you're going to find some fish.
Yeah, these storms bring a lot of bait in, and that sometimes those storm minnows even pop up. It drives some of the shrimp in and gets the fishing stimulated. But like you said, it's just not a whole lot of reports. I guess today one of the things would be to follow your nose. Like you said, what happens? You can smell that dead marsh grass, the detritus, when it's turned over and it starts to rot. Stay away from that stuff because that's low oxygenated water. It's going to be dirty water. Probably go on the edge of those bigger lakes. And I think that's where you're going to find some good, clean water. Maybe fish a little deep and you can catch some pretty good redfish and I'm sure some speckled trout. I don't know what this has done to do to the teal season, whether it blew them out of here, blew them in here, or what.
Well, Don, like my grandpa used to say, this is kind of like hitting the reset button, So we in reset mode right now. I mean, we got everything back here and it happens on a weekend, because all week we were preparing for this thing. And then, you finally get, you get where you can get, some people coming back out. And again, it's like hitting the restart button and go see reset button and go see what's, everybody's got to go out there to go find something to see what's going on because, you just don't have a whole lot of reports to give. And if you're teal hunting this morning, people, remember, I want to reiterate on this. You're not allowed with mud motors in the Biloxi Marsh. I had some questions asked about why. I don't know why. I know they don't want them in there. They got a law passed. You can't drive them in there. Just make sure you don't have a mud motor in that Biloxi Marsh because you will get ticketed. You can use a long tail, but I was trying to find out the horsepower. I know there's a certain horsepower that you could use, Don. And there are some people that's going teal hunting this morning. I wish them well. I hope. I don't know what this weather did to the storm. Yeah, I'm sure that if they had any teal ducks in that Biloxi Marsh, they probably, you know, they're probably not in there right now. They're probably gone. But, you know, they're going to go give it a shot anyway. So just keep that in mind. Know where you're going, people, and so you don't get in trouble with, you know, between mud motors and long tails, and be right. That's all I could tell you.
Yeah, teal will probably be scattered with the high water, but with that west wind and that strong tide range, it's going to fall out of there pretty quick, and probably in the next few days, next week, teal hunting could improve drastically, because it doesn't take much to move them, and this is not a hard cold front, but it's a little bit of a cool weather, and sometimes that can be enough to motivate them.
Yeah, maybe so. So, but we'll just have to see how that's all going to work out with the teal season. But one more little thing, Don. My niece is getting married today at up in Metairie this evening. So we're closing today at 3:00. So I just want to put that out there. Today we have to shut down at 3:00. So to go to my niece's wedding. So congratulations to her anyway. Bailey's getting married finally. So,
people have to realize
we're going to celebrate that this evening.
Yeah, people have to realize you marina operators have lives too, private lives, and you got to take care of family stuff. I bet that was one nervous niece with this storm coming in with a wedding.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's on edge because, you know what I mean? They didn't know what to expect, what's going on, blah, blah, blah. I was like, look, it'll all work out, and it did. But other than that, we all closing at 3:00. And look, tomorrow we're back here again, and we're gonna do this. You know, crank it back up, and we're back here at our regular hours. So, but Don, I wish I had a better report for you, but all I could say is, you know, my heart goes out to these people in the west side of the river that got messed up with this storm. I heard Cocodrie got pretty messed up. I've been there. I know what they're going through. I've been there. I've done it. And it's, you know, just living on this coast, you just never know where these things are going to go. And like, again, you're always, preparing for the worst and hoping for the best. And that's what we did. And, you know, we got lucky. But my heart goes out to the people over at Coco Marina and all the little places that got messed up down there. If they need anything, all they got to do is make a phone call, and we'll help them whatever way we can.
That's very nice of you. You know, one of the things that I'll never forget Barry Brechtel telling me the weekend after Katrina, he said, you know, Don, he said, as long as the fish are there, the fishermen will be back. And he was right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. And look, Look, we've been almost 20 years or so since Katrina, and look, I mean, people are going to come back. It's no doubt. With a hard economy like we've been having, it's a real lick when you take a real lick when you're not making a whole lot of money and you're struggling with a thriving economy. Struggling economy like we got. So, it's a real kick in the pants when you got to go through this kind of stuff. But, I mean, look, this is what we signed up for, and this is what we do.
That's part of living in paradise. Robbie, thanks so much. Have a good time at the wedding, and we'll talk to you next week with some good reports.
Yes, sir. Talk to you next Saturday, Don. All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
All righty. Robbie Campo, Campo's Marina in Shell Beach, where they fared out pretty well. All right, we'll be back with some of your text messages, more fishing reports, and stuff you and I love to talk about. We do it every Saturday morning right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Yes, it is the opening morning of the Louisiana teal season. A little bit of good conditions for this morning, but really not sure what led up to it, how that's going to affect the migration and whether the birds held, whether the new birds came in or birds moved out. Are you going teal hunting this morning? We're going to be taking you into a couple of teal blinds later on this morning. We're going to check in with Ryan Lambert, find out if they're hunting down at Cajun Fishing Adventures down in the eastern part of the state. And we'll take you out west and talk to our friend Captain Kirk Stansel with Hackberry Rod and Gun. He told me he definitely will be in the teal blind this morning. We'll talk to him just as they arrive, and what I call that magic moment of duck hunting, you know, right when you got to your blind, you got there in the dark, your decoys are all out, sun's just starting to peak, you can barely see some light coming up on the horizon, and you're waiting for that 30 minutes before sunrise shooting time, and you're drinking that cup of coffee and just kind of relaxing, getting ready for what's to come. That's when we'll be talking to Captain Kirk. All right, our text number is 504-260-1870 if you've got a text message to pass along. And, yep, we're hearing from the Steel Man. He's checking in from Gaydon. He's got a solid crew. Now, listen to this line: a Big Burr, Grandpere, Poppy, Pack Mule, Tito, Little Bro, J-Bull, and H-Dog. He said the Dancing Man and Sons, excellent fresh shrimp fettuccine last night, and teal planned for tonight. Happy hunting. I hope you didn't jinx yourself. I hope maybe you brought some teal you had from last season. Because when you plan on living off the land and going out and planning for dinner what you're going to shoot, I'm sure you got a backup. But how about the names of his crew? You know, Big Burr and Pack Mule. I think they must be part of the witness protection plan, you know, maybe when they change the names to protect the innocent. Sounds like a fun group, and hope y'all have a wonderful hunt down there in Gaydon, which is a really good teal area. A lot of rice field hunting there, and marsh, too. All right, we got Captain Ross, all the Cajun fishing adventures, getting back to the norm. He's inviting everybody to come on down and catch a few. And we have, Possum, Rooster, and Mason. We got some more of them in the witness protection program. They're in the blind. Mud Tire, Scotty, they're in the blind with him. And they're eating unicorn cakes and drinking water and battling mosquitoes. Good luck to all the other teal hunters out there. Well, tell me about this unicorn cake. I'm not really familiar with a unicorn cake. Let me know what that is. We also have a reminder about that fundraiser for Stephanie DeForge at Mike Bruno's Harley-Davidson in Baton Rouge. That's going to go on today. It's a car show, food, and lots of items up for auction, including a fishing trip with overnight accommodations. Plus, you can throw in an eco tour, and that's donated by Cajun Fishing Adventures. And I can guarantee you who the captain on that one will be. His initials are, we call him PM here on the Outdoor Show. All right, we come back. I get to some more of your text messages. Got some more announcements to make. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Saturday Morning Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, I was hoping to hear from someone down the Cocodrie-Dulac area, and I got a little report coming up in just a few minutes. So I want to get to some more of your text messages. This is a good morning from Ohio. Thought I'd be nostalgic for a hurricane, but I am. Thought I would never be nostalgic for a hurricane. This is my friend Deb, who used to work in news radio down here in Louisiana, moved up there. She says they're in a severe drought, very crispy. Stay dry, y'all, but not too dry. I don't ever feel nostalgic about missing a hurricane. As they say, be careful what you ask for. All right, we've got, someone is heading to Pecan Island to hunt for those teal. It is super foggy. Well, hopefully that'll lift for you, because ducks don't fly well in the fog, and if they do, you don't see them till that very last minute, and teal are bad enough about that. All right, Lafitte LT is checking in, says Lafitte turned out okay for the most part. They brought shrimp in like Forrest Gump, even catching some in the ditch along Highway 45. Heading offshore to find some snapper Monday and Tuesday. Everyone, please be safe running these litter-filled waters. Yeah, good piece of advice there. And I think, I don't know if that was you, somebody sent me a video of cast netting in a ditch off Highway 45 and catching some beautiful shrimp. More evidence that these storms aren't all bad. It's kind of like Blackie Campo used to say. They push the reset button and move some of those bait fish and predator fish and prey inside. All right, right after this quick pause, we'll be back, and I'll give you that update on Cocodrie-Dulac. You're listening to it here as we pause 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, didn't take the old snake doctor long to get back out fishing. He took the kayak and the fly rod out to Hopedale yesterday. Water was dirty and very high to start, but in the afternoon, water cleaned up at the western edges of the pond, caught a trout and three reds on the spoon fly. Not a bad trip for post-hurricane. And want to say good morning to our friend Wingbone, listening to us here, not far from where we're broadcasting at the St. Hubert Alabama Annex. That's our good buddy Ed from Wilmer, Alabama. All right, here's one that says, good morning, Don. The Teal haven't left Lafitte because they never had any to start. It's been quite some years since the Lafitte area has seen any kind of number of ducks. I think we are cursed. Well, that's the negative aspects of coastal erosion and saltwater intrusion. Used to be some really excellent hunting decades ago in that Lafitte area. All right, let's see. We got Doobie checking in. They got Jacques and T.L. They headed to Zalman's for a teal hunt. Hope the hunting is as hot as the coffee this morning. And let's see. We got Big Mike on historic Bayou Liberty. Shouting out to the guys at Dixie Ranch Hunting Club, George, Jeremy, and Uncle Ronnie. That would be the Patterson gang. All right, and also a good morning and welcome back to South Alabama. Hope you and yours made it through Francine. Millerton Vines here made it through the rains and gusts, but certainly benefit from the cooler conditions. I like your thinking. I may name my my property the River Parishes Annex. That's from my friend in Mobile, David Hubble. And this one's from Homa. Is tilapia a good frying fish? Can it be compared to any of our game fish? Tilapia is, in my estimation, the most tasteless fish there is. Yeah, it's fish, but that's about it. You got to put some good seasoning on it. Otherwise, it's a pretty flaky fish. And, yeah, sure, you can fry it, grill it. You can cook it a lot of ways. But, again, not one of my preferences. It's a farm-raised fish. And just doesn't have a lot of taste. You got to put some etouffee or something on it. All right, here's Lloyd Landry. Good to hear from Lloyd. He's with Outcast Fishing Charters. He's letting us know that they took a hell of a whack down in Dularge, but Falgu Canal Marina is open and stocked with supplies. The fishing out of Dularge has been great. We'll continue to get better and better after the storm, and the trout will be pushed up into the marsh in their fall and winter holes. Kokodree, Dulac, and Dularge got beat up pretty bad, but we are resilient. We have everything back up and running soon. Listen to your show every Saturday morning on my way to fishing. Hope all is well. I'll shoot you the fishing report as soon as we get back fishing Monday. Thank you. Very good. Thanks so much to Lloyd Landry, Outcast Fishing, updating us on that situation down there. All right, I'm trying to find out. You know, there was some other events scheduled. There was one going on in Franklin, and I'm trying to find out if the 20-year anniversary hunting and fishing bouquet for the Acadiana Youth Hunter Education Club is still on. It was scheduled for this evening, and it was scheduled to be held in Franklin at the Bayou Bend Conference Center. I know there was a lot of damage there, and they may not be having it. So if someone affiliated with that could shoot me a text at 504-260-1870, I can let anyone who had already purchased tickets or tables, let them know what the situation is and if you have picked a rescheduled date or when that might be determined. All right, we still got lots more reports coming up. We're going to be talking to Mitch Juricich. Another area that was surprisingly spared, Plaquemines Parish, they did have a little bit of problems. They still may have some electricity problems down there. Mitch Juricich is the right guy to talk to about what's going on at the marinas and also with the power down there. He is part of Plaquemines Parish government as well as the owner and operator of the Delta Marina. Mitch will be joining us next right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, picking up the pieces from Hurricane Francine in one of the places. They're doing a little bit of cleanup. Not a whole lot of problems. Plaquemines Parish could have been a lot worse. Mitch Juricich with Delta Marina and Plaquemines Parish Councilman joins us. Mitch, good to hear from you. What can you tell us about Plaquemines Parish on recovery? Has our power been fully restored down there yet?
We got a couple isolated incidences in the Bell Chase area. Other than that, pretty much all of the parish is up and running. We were very fortunate, Don. I tell you what, I got to give it to our local forecasters because they kept saying it was going to go east of the National Hurricane Center's track. So we prepared for that, and sure enough, it did go east of that track. And, you know, anything from Homa eastward gives us puts us on edge because we have that Myrtle Grove area where the levees still aren't finished. And we did have some overtopping of some of those levees. We had one minor breach, but we were able to keep ahead of it. Most of the water went in the drainage canal system, and we were able to keep it pumped down. And we were very fortunate, Don. I can tell you, we were very nervous. Our power down here by the marina and in the lower end stayed on the whole while. We were very thankful for that. But as you know, we've been hit by so many storms, you know, in the past years from Katrina on, that our power grid on the lower end, it's mainly new poles or new systems, so it holds up well, you know. But we were, look, we're so thankful because we were very nervous, you know. We sit in this zone, and with these FEMA restrictions and everything that loom above us, you know, we take any water, anything that damage our home or homes over 50%, you know, we have to elevate. And this is just not, you know, it's just something that just adds, you know, pain to these situations, just knowing that you might not be able to come back, you know. So we were very fortunate, and we're looking at this great weather after. I mean, it's just been feeling wonderful outside. So,
well, we're glad to hear it, because Plaquemines Parish has certainly had their turn in the barrel before, and good to hear that it came through so unscathed. So marina's full up and operating, plenty bait. Have you talked to any of the fishermen
that
maybe snuck out yesterday to try to get a couple reports?
I didn't get no reports from any fishermen yesterday, but the weather was just beautiful. But I know one thing, they slammed up over there this morning with people, because, you know, after a storm, those storm manners did pop up too, by the way. They came out and you know, big time schools for that couple days. And so once they pop up, you know, those fish go on a feeding frenzy. I expect excellent fishing this weekend. And I feel bad for the charter guides, because they've been kind of suffering with, you know, slow times, and they really had a lot of trips booked, you know, coming up. And last week, you know, they had to cancel some trips, and they've been struggling, but they got a real bang up time ahead of them. A lot of them are telling me, you know, they don't have a day off till sometime in December, which is great. But we do have a lot of good bait. I mean, the live shrimp are beautiful. They're perfect size. You know, I mean, it's just, I'm expecting, I haven't been there yet this morning, but I'm expecting they're slammed up with boats. Because if people know, you know, I know, fishing after a hurricane passes is slam dunk, you know.
Yep, especially when it comes, you know, at the time when the trout are getting ready to migrate inland. You know, those storm minnows, that is a strange little critter. You know, they're actually called gobies, and they suspect that they live kind of down in the mud. And then when you get these storms that kind of scour through it, it releases them, and they, like, have a jubilee of bonanza. And, boy, the fish and the birds just love them.
I just don't understand how they live, you know, unseen for all these months. But when you get these storms, they pop up. And I had actually one of my guys that used to catch the minnows for me, which I don't really have minnows anymore. He found a trick. He would take and dig a hole and put his minnow traps in that hole. And he would catch those storm minnows pretty much year round. And I said, but it was way back in the marsh. You'd have to go back in the marsh and, you know, it seems like that high tide, they up in that, you know, marshy kind of wet area. And I guess when it, you know, that tide comes up and everything, they pop out the ground. But, you know, they're here today, going tomorrow. It's amazing.
Yeah, well, they're tough little critters, too. You know, it's just a shame that you can't get more access to them. But I've never heard that trick before, but it makes sense, because that's where they are. They're down deep in that detritus and in that mud. And then once they get free, they come out, and, you know, it's like a bonanza at feeding time. Well, Mitch, glad everything worked out. You know, how's the restaurant? Restaurant going to be open this weekend?
Yeah, the restaurant's open, but we don't have any oysters. Usually, you know, every time it's mandatory, LDH will shut us down during hurricanes, and they got to do the testing, the sampling of the waterways and all before they reopen us. And so we don't have any oysters for the weekend because of that, and it may be Wednesday before they open some oyster areas back up. They'll probably open the Hopedale Shell Beach area because they really came unscathed. We had about a 5-foot tide surge in the Empire Burris area. So it'll be a couple of days later before they get, you know, get to sample and let us know if we're good to go again, which I know we're going to be, you know. But we did have a lot of rain and a lot of runoff. And, you know, it's one of those precautions that the health department puts us under. And it's a good precaution because, you know, further up in Myrtle Grove, there's, you know, a lot of cow pastures and stuff like that with all the rain and the runoff and everything. We have to just
Well, it's not cautious, like we don't have any other choices, you know, like we don't have fresh fish or shrimp or something else.
Soft shell shrimp. Man, and look, they are hot item at the marina. You know, we're very fortunate to have them. People come there, it's an appetizer, and you get a load of a nice portion of soft shell shrimp for an appetizer. A lot of people use it for their meal, but it's one of the unique things we have at the marina where, you know, we're able to access that. And you know, so yeah, you're right. You know, oysters do bring a lot of people. We've had a lot of phone calls if we're going to have oysters, and, you know, people, oh, well, I was looking forward to oysters, but guess what? You're right. We have everything else available.
They just taste sweeter the next time, that's all, or saltier in the case.
That's right. Make you want them more. That's right. That's it. So,
Mitch, thanks so much for the update. Always appreciate it, and good talking to you. Glad y'all came out so well.
And good talking to you too, Don, and y'all stay safe, and everybody come on fishing. That Delta Marina is open. We have everything you need, all your fishing needs, and I think the fishing, in fact, I'm going fishing after a while myself, so I'm looking forward to it.
Good move. You deserve it. Thanks again. That's Mitch Jurasich down at the Delta Marina. Coming back after this, Darryl Carpenter. Let's find out. I heard Grand Isle didn't even lose power. That is incredible, if it's true. We'll find out from Captain Darryl right after this. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, for a while there, it wasn't looking real good for Grand Isle. Captain Darryl Carpenter keeps us up to date on the fishing there, and he's going to give us a little bit of an update on the storm recovery. Darryl, how did Grand Isle make out, and what needs to be done from here?
Well, Don, the only thing we need is the people to mix it with. I mean, Grand Isle was, I'll put it to you like this, I evacuated my boats and stuff, and where I evacuated my boats to saw worse weather than Grand Isle. It just, I mean, we were right outside that eye wall, we got lucky, just, I mean, it was really nothing but a glorified thunderstorm here, Don. You know, if anything, all it could do is kind of help with the fishing. I mean, you know, if I'm a little bit sluggish this morning, it's because within the last 30, 45 minutes, we just got off the shrimp boat, been on the shrimp all night long. And let me tell you something, after a storm, it mixes that marsh up and everything goes good. Man, look, the shrimp were so thick last night. We've got every cooler we have full. And it usually does the same thing with the fish. In fact, last night, first time ever, we caught some redfish in the shrimp trawl. I'm like, whoa, wait, where did he show up? But no, Don, I mean, it flushes that marsh and mixes that marsh up. It causes the bait to start moving around. You know, the water is dirty. I mean, regardless of where you go, it's dirty. I mean, we had an exceptional amount of rain. We had, of course, a lot of wind that came with that storm. But other than finding clean water, Don, I mean, there's bait everywhere. There's, I mean, everything looks just great. And you know, it helped to flush it. So let it clean up a little bit, and I promise you those fish will be everywhere.
Darryl, do you think that, you know, the rebuild and the renovations meeting new guidelines that are more storm resistant helped out, or did you just not really, this was not really a good test, didn't have the winds that could have been?
No, Don, I don't think this was a good test, but by all means, the new building codes, the new regulations, they certainly, I mean, time has proven that they hold up. But you also got to remember too that, you know, we just had Ida. And, you know, I mean, anything that wasn't maintained and taken care of kind of got taken care of with Ida. So everything else that's standing right now, you know, is pretty much has withstood the test of time, so to speak. But, the new building codes definitely make a difference.
Well, Darryl, listen, you sound like you need to go get some rest. Go do that and maybe get you some fish in during the week. Now, next week you're going to be taking off, so we'll try to get the show done without you. Is that okay?
Yeah, I wanted to remind you I will be gone next week. We got to go do our 25th honeymoon.
Well, that's very exciting, and you deserve a day off. I don't think you've missed a report in who knows how many years, maybe a couple decades. I don't know. But enjoy your time off, and glad y'all came out so well, and glad to hear the shrimp are in, and you know what follows the shrimp, the fish. So if somebody needs to get that phone ringing and get on the books, tell them how to get a hold of you.
Yes, sir. They can find me on your website at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. They can find it at realscreamers.com or just pick up the phone, 225-937-6288.
All right. Thanks again, my friend. We'll talk to you when you get back in a couple weeks.
Thank you, Don. Y'all have a good day.
All righty. That's Darryl Carpenter, realscreamers.com. You can find out everything you need to know on his website. All right, what you need to know about our second hour coming up, we're going to talk to Captain Mary Michael. She's dealing with an event this morning over here in Mobile Bay called Hope on a Boat. She's going to tell us all about that great event. We'll also check in with Captain Mike Gallo, talk about how they made out at the Spots and Dots Lake House Lodge. They were on that east side of the storm. Don't think he had a whole lot of problems, and don't know if he got a chance to go test the waters since the storm has passed. We'll find out and give you some tips on fishing post-tropical storms and depressions and hurricanes that he's acquired over the years. Eric Mohabarak's going to join us, Louisiana Kayak Company, for you paddlers. Also, we got our plastic man, Captain Ryan Lambert. Hopefully, we'll catch him in the teal blind this morning. It's opening day of teal season. And he'll be followed by another teal blind report. That'll be with Captain Kirk Stancil, Hackberry Rod and Gun. And boy, did they ever dodge a bullet. You know, when that storm first was forecast, it was looking like Lake Charles, then it moved to Lafayette, then it moved further east, and believe it or not, it ended up making a direct hit on St. Hubert's Cathedral. But we toughed it out, we braved it, and we came out very well. All right, we'll be right back from our St. Hubert's Cathedral Annex broadcast studio here in Baldwin County in Alabama. Next week, we'll be broadcasting from another St. Hubert Cathedral Annex, this one in Franklin, Texas. Got a little bit of a dove hunting appointment over there. Stick around. We got a whole nother hour to go. Hope you'll be with us here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And actually, we're broadcasting from our St. Hubert's Cathedral Annex, our Baldwin County, Alabama remote studio. And this is the opening day of teal season in Louisiana. Also got dove season opening up in Alabama. And that's one of the reasons why I'm here, be participating in a hunt. Something else going on here in Baldwin County is called Hope on a Boat. And join us to talk more about it is Captain Mary Michael. Mary, thanks for taking some time early this morning to join us. Tell us all about Hope on a Boat.
Thank you for having me. Hope on a Boat started about 3 years ago. My family owns Fairhope Charter, so we have 11 guides that take out 11 physically disabled people for a day on the water.
That is outstanding. And what ages are these people? Are they all ages, and what level of skill are they typically?
It's all ages. I mean, we have people from 10 years old to 45 years old. We have people that have never seen a fishing rod, and we have people that fish all the time. So there is something for everybody here. We feed everybody breakfast. Everybody goes out and goes fishing, and then we meet back for here for fellowship and lunch at the end and do a little award ceremony. It's just a great day.
Well, I'm sure it requires some specialized equipment to take disabled people out on boats.
It does. It does and it doesn't. We just take bay boats. So fortunately, we live on Weeks Bay, so we have boat lifts. So if the tide's not up and the boat's too low from the dock, we can pick the boats up and get everybody in safely. But really, we're just normal people just trying to make it happen.
Very good. You're doing some great work, Cap Mary, for doing this, and I know that's very appreciative from the folks that get the chance to go out. What are y'all expecting to catch today?
Oh, I hope to see some flounder, some redfish, hopefully some speckled trout. And if the wind lays down, I know we have a west wind that'll kind of beat us over here on the eastern shore. But if that lays down, I can expect to see a couple of triple tail hit the dock this afternoon.
Boy, that would be great. Of course, those type of trips, it's not all about a whole lot of fish, is it?
That's exactly right.
Well, Mary, if you would, I know you got an Alabama CCA event coming up, and we love CCA. Tell us about that event for people that would like to attend.
We do. Thank you. So we have the Eastern Shore Fallout on October the 3rd at Oak Hollow Farms in Fairhope, Alabama. The doors open at 6. We have very few tickets left, so if this is something you're interested in, we'd love to see you.
And how can they get those tickets in advance?
You can get the tickets by visiting us on CCA Alabama on Facebook. or you can visit our website, ccaalabama.org.
All right. And the location again?
It is going to be at Oak Hollow Farms in Fairhope, Alabama, located on Greeno Road.
Oh, wonderful place. Great setting for it. Well, listen,
yes,
thanks
sir.
So much, Captain Mary. Best of luck to you and the other captains and all the fishermen that will be going out there with you. And if you would, he told me he'd be listening this morning, but if he's not, say good morning and good luck to my friend Chris Riley.
I absolutely will. Thank you so much, Mr. Dubuque. You have a lovely day.
All right. You can call me Don anytime. Captain Mary Michael, Fairhope Charters with Hope on a Boat. What a great operation they've got going on, an event out there today. Hopefully they'll put some fish in the boat. Weather looking pretty good. Those winds just lay down just a little bit for them. All right. If you got a question, a comment, a report, 504-260-1870. That is our text line. It follows us wherever we go. Got this one in from Cooney. He said, storm minnows are fat sleepers. Close to gobies, but not a goby. They spawn in September, typically in aggregation. Yeah, and they do get released by the storms. I believe they are a member of the gobidae family, if I'm not mistaken. But it's been a while since I researched it. But I think a good name, storm minnows, fits them perfect because that's when you see them, when the storms come by. All right, coming up next, we're going to check in with Captain Mike Gallo, born on the bayou, we call him. He's operates out of a place called the Spots and Dots Lake House Lodge. It's on Salt Bayou Road near Slidell, and if he's not fishing today, he's wishing and thinking about it. And we'll talk to him right after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. You know, every week when we hear that music to introduce Captain Mike Gallo, we tell you about CETO. You know, they call them AAA on the water, and they have a product that you buy it, but you hope you never have to use it. And I'm talking about peace of mind is the main thing you get. But if you should need it, they'll bring you fuel wherever you need it. Tow you in 24/7, jumpstart those electrical problems, whatever it takes to get you back to the dock safely, wherever you are and wherever you need to go, check them out. It's CETO, and for $249, that covers you for a whole year, as many services as you might need, unlimited. And you can get signed up by calling Captain Chris, 504-301-4545, or go online and go to CETO.com. Like the name says, they tow you across the sea. Captain Mike joins us now. And Captain Mike, how does things go at the Spots and Dots Lake House Lodge with the passing of Francine?
Well, Don, we fared out very well. We spent most of the early part of last week evacuating boats. Myself, Captain Gene, Captain Drake, we all got our boats out of harm's way. So that was not an issue. We all got to high ground, and then we all prepared our homes. I got the lodge battened down and as prepared as we could be. And fortunately, no issues with Francine. Lots of rain, had a little bit of surge, got on the dock. I spent the last couple of days pressure washing the dock, getting that fine silt that comes up with that water. Got that all taken care of. In the next couple of days, we'll bring the boats back. And can't wait to get out there and do some fishing. Generally, these storms shake things up, move things around, and the fishing is generally better. So looking forward to getting back out on the water early part of next week.
You know, maybe the only time it's harder to scrounge up fishing reports is when we have those deep freeze situations in wintertime. But, you know, only thing you can rely on is past experience, and you've got a lot of it. Tell us what some of the tips would be for going out after a storm, some of the things you would try to find the fish since you don't have any intel for several days to operate on.
Well, we always want to start out with the holy trinity of fishing. We want to find clean water that's moving and bait fish or life in the area. And we used to say shrimp, but if you think about if there's life in the area, at least it tells you it's good quality water. You're not finding some of that dead water that you were speaking about earlier. So if you see needlefish or cockahoe minnows or mullet, any of those types of fish in the water, at least you know you're in some good quality water. Popping cork is a great search bait. You're fishing a really large area. Current lines are going to be good areas to fish. As we know, fish will go to deep water during bad weather situations. So I would certainly start in deep water and then move shallower. Or obviously, if you find fish in deep water, then there's no need to move. Continue fishing the deeper water. So that would be my start. You know, deep water being 8 to 10 feet or more, you could use your popping cork, say, 4 to 5 feet down, figure out where those fish are. And if they haven't moved up as of yet, but I would assume they would, you know, you could fish the bottom because they'll certainly get on the bottom as well. Shrimp like to be on the bottom during daylight hours. Shrimp more travel at nighttime and get close to the surface. So during the day, the fish will be more on the bottom where the shrimp are if they're feeding on shrimp. Pogies will be a likely, seeing schools of pogies moved around by the storm as well. So it's kind of a free-for-all. It's kind of like Robbie Campo said, a reset button. So you'll have to sort of start from scratch, but follow those general guidelines, you know, the clean moving water, current lines, and start out close to deep water and work your way from there. I would certainly see today as being successful and going forward as we get closer to fall, fishing will just get better and better.
Mike, I had a couple of people asking, how do these storms affect the trout transition? You know, that period of time when they start moving from the outer bays into the interior marshes. Do you find that this accelerates the transition or has no impact on it?
Well, I would say it has no impact, but I would also say the main thing that trout are going to be looking for while they're spawning is that higher salinity water. So if the higher salinity water is closer to us, then the trout may simply be closer to us, but it's still finding the higher salinity water to continue spawning for as much longer as it's going to spawn. So the trout didn't change, but where it might spawn could change since the higher salinity water is a little closer to us.
So, Mike, do you have some trips you got to make up that were canceled? And how are the bookings going if somebody wants to get in the next couple of weeks? We're anticipating this little boom in the fishing.
Yeah, you always have sort of a shuffling of the deck when you have these hurricanes. Fortunately, you know, customers, many, many years been fishing with these customers, and they sort of know the routine. So you send out text messages and emails with a list of dates that you have available and where you can move things around, and you go from there. Fortunately, like I said earlier, got several captains that work with me, and we can generally get people taken care of as long as, you know, we get enough notice. We can certainly move things around and do what we can to accommodate you.
Very good. You can find him at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. That's my website. His site, which is AAofLA.com. That's easy to remember. And give him that telephone number, Mike, if they want to give you a call and discuss some of the particulars of booking a trip.
Very simple, Don. That number is 985-781-7811.
All right. Hope it gets the ring in, and we'll talk to you next week, my friend.
Sounds good, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All righty. Coming up next, it's Eric Mohabarak, Louisiana Kayak Company, with some paddling information. If you're a kayak or canoe fisherman, he's got info for you. Following tropical storm and hurricane, depending on where you are, Francine. We're back with Eric after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Now, they've been tough to get this week because there hadn't been any fishermen out because of the passing of Hurricane Francine, but that will change as fishing certainly improves following these storms. And joining us to talk about fishing from a kayak is Eric Mohabarak of Louisiana Kayak Company. And Eric, I know besides being a good fisherman, you like to look good, and understand Massey's has some really good deals on some clothing, typical clothing for the paddler.
Yeah, Don, and they also got the big sale going on with some of their clothing items, their kayaks. They just got a big shipment of that Patagonia and Johnny O clothes. I'm not familiar with the Johnny O clothes. I'm going to have to go check that out, see if they got fat boy sizes.
I'm sure they got one that'll fit you. And the kayaks, what, 20 to 40% off on just about anything they've got?
Yes, I believe it's every kayak in the place is, well, anyway, let's say the 2024 models, you know, from last year are definitely 20 to 40% because I know they're getting a big shipments in and a new kayaks, which you can also put on hold. So when a delivery comes in, you got the new boat. But, yeah, they got some great deals. They got a couple demos still left that they're getting rid of, some from the North Shore store, some from the South Shore. Just give them a call over there. Talk to Matt or Val on the North Shore. They'll be glad to help you out in any way. You know, it's a great store. Go out there. Go take a look at it.
Three stores, Mid-City, New Orleans, Baton Rouge, and also the North Shore in Covington. You know, as we mentioned, fishing reports are hard to come by, and I imagine everybody's going to be doing some scouting for the Redfish Rumble. That's coming up 2 weeks from today, St. Bernard and Plaquemines Parish. How is that one set up? How does that work?
It's a five-fish aggregate, catch photo release, the longest length wins. So that's the way it works. I believe it's all artificial also. Should be a good tournament there, a lot of good fishing, you know, especially with this high water being pushed in, and like you said, all those storm minutes coming out and everything, the redfish just get fat, so you ought to see some, well, it's measurements, but some nice weights on some redfish would be good, some 8-pound fish, you know, will be around, but I love these storms that come in. That doesn't hurt a lot of, I don't even know how to say that correctly, but anyway, for fishing wise, you know, it's kind of like flushes the marsh out and cleans it up and gets things happening. It's not good for the duck hunters. I understand that because of saltwater intrusion and stuff. But as far as the fishing goes, I think a hurricane actually helps, or a storm, tropical storm actually helps the marsh out.
Yeah, the only negative is sometimes the freshwater areas can get an overturning of the lake water and an oxygenation problem, and it can cause some fish kills. But saltwater-wise, these storms have been going on as long as man's been around, maybe even before that, so it's part of Mother Nature.
Yeah,
Eric, falling tide, now that's going to be following the Redfish Rumble in October. What's the story on falling tide tournament by the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club?
Man, I can't remember the date. I believe it's the 22nd or the 26th. I'm not sure offhand. I'll have to check with that. Maybe Brendan can tell us next week. That's going to be a Hobie World qualifier, actually. And that's with the Fallen Tide. It's always been a slam tournament, a redfish, speckled trout, and a flounder. Of course, they'll have their individual prizes for the biggest fish. And this one you keep your fish at. And if you win first place, this puts you in a position to have an opportunity to go to Hobie Worlds. It goes to another tournament that you fish, and then they're going to pick out certain numbers of people to go to the Hobie Worlds on this thing. So it should be a great tournament. Fallen Tide is our oldest tournament, and it's one of the best tournaments there is. It is held right down there in Plaquemines Parish, right down there at Mitch's Place. Mitch's Place is beautiful for the tournament. They do an excellent job. If you want, get down there, check it out, or just come hang out. It's a great time to see what goes on the inside of the kayaking world.
Yep, it's called Fallen Tide. All right, Eric, the kayaks of Louisiana Kayak Company pointed towards the fish and ready to roll?
Ready to roll. I got full loaded up going there tomorrow. We ready to get on it. We're going to go get them fish. We're going by whatever bites tomorrow. So we're going to go out there and check it out. And I know we'll get some redfish for sure, but we're going to try and get us a few trout along the way. So we're kind of excited about that. Fishing should be kicking off real good. I'm really looking forward to it. And, you know, the trout bite hadn't really stopped in Plaquemines. I'm not saying it's like the wintertime, but it's been good for the whole summer.
Yeah, that's good news. All right, Brendan, again, if they want to get a hold of you, find you on Facebook, Louisiana Kayak Company, and the telephone number to call, because you got everything they need. You got the kayaks, you got the rods, the reels, the bait, the nets, everything.
Yeah, everything. The life preserver is the most important thing to have before you load anything else. You can just get in touch with me on Don Dubuque, the Outdoors Guy, or Facebook and Instagram. It's Louisiana Kayak Company. Or just call or text me at 504-313-8292, Don.
Got the number. Thank you, Eric. We'll talk to you next time, my friend.
All right, buddy. Have a good time up there dove hunting. Kill me a few.
Yeah, maybe we'll have a little bit of dove cordon bleu. That's my latest recipe I'm working on. All right, we come back after this. It's Bad Boys of the Outdoors time. We got three guys from Mississippi, came over to Louisiana, but they came just a little too early for the alligator season. Now they're going to pay the price. Their story's next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, catching you up on a couple of our text messages coming in. We got the backstrap stacker checking in with us from Mobile. He's thankful nobody lost their life during Francine, and that's accurate. I haven't heard of one death attributed to the storm, although, you know, sometimes there's more deaths that occur following the storm from chainsaw accidents, generator accidents, than during the actual passing of the storm. So hopefully we can continue that. And we got this one in. Good morning. Fishing is great in Lake Catherine. That's another one of those areas where a lot of bait has been pushed in from the advent of the storm. All right, we come back after this. It's Bad Boys of the Outdoors time. Three guys from Mississippi got in some trouble in Louisiana. Their story is next right after we pause 10 seconds for our local stations to tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Enforcement Agent Sergeant Josh Harris, Sergeant Clint Branton, Agent Caleb Kennedy, Agent Molly Ann Moore, Agent Ernest Reynolds, and Sergeant Michael Garrity participated in a case where they cited three Mississippi men for alleged alligator hunting violations on August 31st when the men were observed killing an 11-foot gator on Yucatan Lake 4 days before the opening of the season in Tensaw and Madison Parishes. If convicted, facing criminal and restitution fines of up to $1,325 and 120 days in jail, are 57-year-old Ronald Smith and 40-year-old Cody Wallace, both of Brookhaven, Mississippi, and 28-year-old Austin Smith of JS, Mississippi, our bad boys of the outdoors. Yeah, you got to pay attention to the dates, and I don't know, that seems a little bit light, but maybe not. All right, coming up after this next break, we're going to talk about the opening of the Louisiana teal season. It opens up this morning at 30 minutes before sunrise in your area. Teal reports have been kind of sketchy up until this point. I really don't know what the storm is going to do to the migration. We don't know what this little frontal system that's got a little bit of cooler weather out there this morning is going to do, so we'll try to find out. We're going to talk to Captain Ryan Lambert, our plastic man. He's over in Plaquemines Parish, and hopefully they'll be heading out to the duck blind if their plans have not been changed by the storm. And then we're going to talk to Kirk Stansel. He's on the opposite end of the state over there in the Hackberry area, and he told me he definitely would be in the blind. They probably won't be getting any shooting in because it'll be very close to that first light when they'll get to pull the trigger on the teal. Teal are the only birds that are open for taking right now. Blue wing, green wing, and if you're lucky enough, maybe a cinnamon teal. The cinnamon teal are very rare on this part of the flyway. Most common that you see this time of the year is going to be those blue wings. They are flying in pretty good sized flocks. They're very quick turning and twisting. They don't give you a lot of circle, 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 and drop in like some of the bigger ducks do. They're some of the smallest birds out there, but they're some of the tastiest. And then as you get a little bit more into the season, the blue wings still keep coming. It's probably one of Louisiana's most common ducks. Then the green wings, their little cousins start joining them, and you get a combination of green wing and blue wing teal. The bag limit is 6, and I want to remind you, if you're planning on doing some teal season, it's open for the next this weekend and two more. You've got to make sure you got your basic license. You have to have a state waterfowl stamp, an HIP, which is a free harvest information permit, and a federal duck stamp. And I picked up my federal duck stamp last week, and this year's stamp is a depiction of a pintail, and it's done by artist Chuck Black. And it's not really what you'd call a Mississippi flyway setting. There's a mountain with some snow in the background. And it's a beautiful rendition of the color scheme on the bird. He's sitting on the water. He's not in flight. But if you're looking at your duck stamp, does it look a little weird to you? Does it look like it has just this huge head and neck and then a body that's too small to fit it? And I'm sure that's because of the angle it's supposed to give, but Maybe it was intentional to bring out the beautiful blue bill and the white stripe on the neck. And it doesn't have what I would call a real long sprig tail that you like to see on a big male Drake pintail. Anyway, I just think the depiction looks a little weird. Color scheme, I think, is phenomenal, but the proportions of the head and neck to the rest of the body looks a little goofy. I don't know. What do you think? 504-260-1870. We're back with Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures, next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. No, is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it is the Man of Steel. We transform the plastic man to a man of steel this time of year because it is open teal season. And, Ryan, did you guys make it out to the blind yet?
Oh, yeah, we in it. We sitting in it. Just fighting the battles of opening day.
I know what you're talking about. Any sightings or shootings yet?
One sec. Yeah, there's a few birds around. Yesterday they had a bunch on the south lease. The north lease didn't have a great deal of birds. But we got a northwest wind today, so hopefully they'll push some more in. They had places. There's one right there. Watch that guy. We got a few birds flying around, but there's so many people.
Yeah.
I pulled up in one of my ponds yesterday, had 26 people in it.
Wow. Oh, man. Yeah, it takes a full-time enforcement officer to keep the trespassers out. Last year when you and I were teal hunting, man, it was strange because there were so many wood ducks. Are you seeing a lot of wood ducks this year?
The north lease is covered with them again. Kitty, get that. Get that. Kitty. You don't have to kill him if you don't want.
All right. Let's find out what happened there. Let's go back to the replay here.
We had a little blue wing come on the front side of the boat and had a two shot behind the bird. They were shooting him where they boot, not where they toot.
They were shooting him where he was, not where he's going. Single
right.
Bird came
we
in?
Got to lead these babies. Yeah, one single.
Yes, indeed.
I've had two singles come to me so far. And there's a few flocks right yesterday on one area that was just loaded with birds, but I could not. There was a few. So I just got out of that and came over here to another blind. So I hear a couple of my boys shooting, though.
Yeah. How fired up is Kenley this morning?
Oh, Carly's the one. Oh, Ken, well, both of them. They've been going crazy all day. With all the camouflage around and there's building blinds. And, oh, my gosh, they are wound up. Mm-hmm. I got the collar on Kenley just to unwind her a little bit, but she's doing good. She's real birdie. She really likes to sit out and watch the birds. Anything that flies by, she sits out there and looks. Kenley's not like that. Kenley watches me, and when I make a move, then she knows where the bird is. But I'd much rather Carly when it comes to that because she's going to be crack attack. She's a little lightning bolt, too. So that's part of the hunt. That's a major part of it is the dog, so.
Yeah. It's funny how they both have different tactics, you know, one watching birds and one watching you. Both things work, but different. And there's the typical teal call, that high-pitched, fast staccato repetition. Those teal birds.
That's a blue wing, and then a green wing goes. So there's two different ones for two different teal, but we don't see very, very few green wings this time of year. Maybe not even 1%.
Yeah, they'll be in later. You know, it's a shame that duck season opens with teal, which is some of the hardest birds to hit because they are so fast and erratic.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been dove hunting, so I'm good to go. The customers have a hard time because they really got to get in front of them. And that's a 5-foot lead when they're coming like that. Here comes some model ducks right now.
Yeah. How you seeing many model ducks?
Yep, plenty of model ducks. Plenty of model ducks, plenty of wood ducks around.
You know,
the lease is just covered with wood ducks and model ducks.
Yeah, hopefully we can get the Mexican whistler season included. Have you seen many whistlers around this morning?
I had two of them pass over. And big old flights up high. Yeah, I've seen just two of them came over me a little while ago, two squealers.
Mm-hmm.
So not a lot.
Well, if if they add those to the teal season, it might open up a whole new industry. You know, whistling duck decoys, which I'm sure they already have, but also calls. Yeah. I don't know of anybody that's got a whistling duck call. Do you?
I do.
That's pretty good.
I've been calling them for about 5 years at my house like crazy and watching them in the yard. So, yeah, I'll be able to get them.
Yeah.
You know, when they come
to
see them.
Can you imitate it? Maybe on, you know, our boy John Fitzpatrick's 7-1 call? I bet you could reproduce it on there some kind of way if you figured it out.
That's a little higher pitch.
That's excellent. Yeah, a little higher pitched than what they do, but it's close enough. I mean, they're not genius
birds. They're not the smartest tool in the shed. We'll be able to get them with that.
No, yes, you will. Yes, you will.
I know Ms. Farm is expert, but she uses corn.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Can you give us a quick fishing report, update on post-storm fishing? What do you expect it to be? Storm minnows are being reported out now?
Yeah, the water's good. The boys all limited out yesterday. A few trout, but they didn't get out on the trout. I think with that west wind, it's going to be difficult for a couple of days to get out on the trout. But literally, they'll be coming in. In 2 more weeks, they'll be coming inside. So it'll get easier and easier on the trout. There's plenty of reds, plenty of flounders, black drum, sheephead, everything around. The boys are doing good. So
sound like a good recipe.
I'm fishing this morning.
Yeah, sound like a good recipe for the cast and blast. Sound like I hear some shots in the background there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're shooting in the back on the triangle pond. I got birds coming, but they're not passing low enough on this shoot. They got them all shook up right now.
If somebody wants to come down there and hunt teal and do a little fishing after, how's the bookings look for the next couple of weeks?
I got some room for teal hunters and some for fishing in September. It's going to be busy, but we got a little bit of room.
I think that full moon is next week. Is the full moon next week?
And
the week
after. So we ought to have a bunch more birds pushing down.
Yeah, I love those new arrivals, you know?
Oh, yeah, I can't wait. I love them all.
Cajun Fishing Adventures, and the telephone number is
504-559-5111. We'll make it happen for them.
You know, I tell people it's worth the trip just to watch you hunt ducks, call ducks, shoot, and talk on a cell phone all at the same time.
You got to be a multitasker in this business.
Yeah, you're one of the best at it. All right, good luck on the rest of the day. We'll catch up with you next week again.
All right, we'll see you, buddy.
All right, there he goes, Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing and Hunting Adventures. All right, coming up next, we head to the opposite side of the state, get a teal blind report with Captain Kirk Stansel. They were under the gun at first. The initial forecast for the path of Francine was Lake Charles, then Lafayette, then Terrebonne, and eventually ended up over Lake Pontchartrain. Moved east the whole time. So they pretty much were unscathed. We'll find out what the teal situation and the fall fishing looks like at Hackberry Rod and Gun next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And we'll get to Captain Kirk out west just a second, but I just got confirmation that the Acadiana Youth Hunter Education Club's 20-year anniversary hunting and fishing banquet is on for tonight. There was a little question of whether it was going to go with the storm. It's at the Bayou Bend Conference Center on Northwest Boulevard in Franklin, and there will be tickets sold at the door, which opens at 5 p.m. All right, let's head on out to Hackberry Rod and Gun and talk to Captain Kirk, who is in the blind. And, Kirk, this is where you are right now is kind of my favorite time, right? When you got the decoys out and you're drinking that last cup of coffee before the legal shooting hour arrives, and you're looking at some ducks maybe flying overhead early. Set the scene for me over there. You're just a couple minutes away from legal shooting time, aren't you?
Actually, I must not have my glasses on when I read that yesterday. We've had legal shooting time for about 15 minutes now, but
really?
20 minutes. Yeah, and we have two, and we just, while I was talking to you, I was looking at the phone, and we just had one buzz. We missed him. Didn't get a shot at him. It would have been fun.
Well, he saw you.
But look,
he saw you looking at the phone.
In. You saw? Okay. That's right. You know, me and we had three come in. Me and Aaron Stevens got ours, and Paul Desertel missed his.
Well, it sounds like y'all not having any fun at all out there this morning, are you?
We always have fun down here. That's what it's all about.
Have fun.
You know, as steel mornings go, you got a pretty one out there, don't you?
It's a beautiful morning. It's warm. It's humid. You know, of course, you know, you expect that. Not much wind. And, you know, we hunt the marsh down here. We're in Johnson's Bayou. And mm-hmm. a lot of times I've seen it happening in this marsh a lot. It's, you don't get the early birds, especially with this water as high as it is now. But about 8 o'clock, they'll start, you know, they've been banging them in the rice fields, and they start showing up down here. And I've seen it happen too many times. I'm confident we're going to shoot a bunch of ducks here.
Yeah, you can't leave too soon. How much tidal surge did you guys get from Francine? You know, y'all were ground zero when the first forecast came out, and then it kept moving east and east and east and finally away.
Yeah, it kept moving east. We were. We probably got a foot and a half tidal surge. It wasn't much at all, Don. I mean, you know, we took everything, you know, because it looked like it was coming right to us or close enough to us where – we moved everything from the downstairs rooms upstairs, and you know it was a practice drill, and I'm glad.
Yeah, it was only for practice, and that's it worthwhile. So, how's the fishing been? Have y'all managed to fish yesterday or day before?
We did. We only had two boats go out yesterday, but they caught their redfish, no problem, and a handful of trout. Now, what day was it? Tuesday. We had some boats go out, and they did pretty good on the trout and some nice trout, some 15 to 18 inches. And, you know, right ahead of that front, the water's beautiful. I mean, that storm pumped in a bunch of water here, and it's really, really pretty. So and a lot of bait, a lot of shrimp left. So the birds should start working here. They should start schooling up here pretty quick.
Well, that's great. It looks like you're on a good teal season, and you got the fall fishing moving in. Things are going good. HackberryRodAndGun.com. You got to spell out the word "and." I've learned that over the last few years. Give them that telephone number, Kirk, if they want to give you a call.
Okay. For guys out of the area, it's 888-762-3391. And look, go to our website. Go to Hackberry Rod and Gun, and we got those live webcams where you can see what we're bringing in from top.
And don't call Kirk when he's in the blind, because those teal watch him when he's looking at his phone and they sneak in.
That's right. But we haven't seen one since that one, but we've got a couple here. We're not skunked, and I'm looking forward to more showing up.
Well, very good. We'll check back with you the next couple weeks and find out how the season's been going. In the meantime, stay safe, and we'll catch up with you then.
All right. Thank you, Don. You got a great show. Appreciate talking to you.
Thank you so much. Kirk Stansel, one of the Stansel brothers out at Hackberry Rod and Gun, one of the finest facilities in South Louisiana. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. Here from our St. Hubert's Cathedral Annex in Baldwin County, Alabama. I'm headed for the Dove Field up at Little River Forest area. We'll be doing that a little on later this afternoon. Then next week, we continue with the roadshow. We'll be at our Franklin, Texas Annex broadcast studio. More dove hunting and a few other things on the list. Stay safe. I hope you do a full recovery. If you've got no power, hopefully it'll be restored soon. Get out there and fish and hunt, and come back and join us next week on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, catching you up on a couple of our text messages coming in. We got the backstrap stacker checking in with us from Mobile. He's thankful nobody lost their life during Francine, and that's accurate. I haven't heard of one death attributed to the storm, although, you know, sometimes there's more deaths that occur following the storm from chainsaw accidents, generator accidents, then doing the actual passing of the storm. So hopefully we can continue that. And we got this one in. Good morning. Fishing is great in Lake Catherine. That's another one of those areas where a lot of bait has been pushed in from the advent of the storm. All right, we come back after this. It's Bad Boys of the Outdoors time. Three guys from Mississippi got in some trouble in Louisiana. Their story is next, right after we pause 10 seconds for our local stations to tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Enforcement Agents Sergeant Josh Harris, Sergeant Clint Branton, Agent Caleb Kennedy, Agent Molly Ann Moore, Agent Ernest Reynolds, and Sergeant Michael Garrity participated in a case where they cited three Mississippi men for alleged alligator hunting violations on August 31st when the men were observed killing an 11-foot gator on Yucatan Lake 4 days before the opening of the season in Tensaw and Madison Parishes. if convicted, facing criminal and restitution fines of up to $1,325 and 120 days in jail, are 57-year-old Ronald Smith and 40-year-old Cody Wallace, both of Brookhaven, Mississippi, and 28-year-old Austin Smith of JS, Mississippi, are bad boys of the outdoors. Yeah, you got to pay attention to the dates, and I don't know, that seems a little bit light, but maybe not. All right, coming up after this next break, we're going to talk about the opening of the Louisiana teal season. It opens up this morning at 30 minutes before sunrise in your area. Teal reports have been kind of sketchy up until this point. I really don't know what the storm is going to do to the migration. We don't know what this little frontal system that's got a little bit of cooler weather out there this morning is going to do, so we'll try to find out. We're going to talk to Captain Ryan Lambert, our plastic man. He's over in Plaquemines Parish, and hopefully they'll be heading out to the duck blind if their plans have not been changed by the storm. And then we're going to talk to Kirk Stansel. He's on the opposite end of the state over there in the Hackberry area, and he told me he definitely would be in the blind. They probably won't be getting any shooting in because it'll be very close to that first light when they'll get to pull the trigger on the teal. Teal are the only birds that are open for taking right now. Blue wing, green wing, and if you're lucky enough, maybe a cinnamon teal. The cinnamon teal are very rare on this part of the flyway. Most common that you see this time of the year is going to be those blue wings. They fly in pretty good sized flocks. They're very quick turning and twisting. They don't give you a lot of circle, and drop in like some of the bigger ducks do. They're some of the smallest birds out there, but they're some of the tastiest. And then as you get a little bit more into the season, the blue wings still keep coming. It's probably one of Louisiana's most common ducks. Then the green wings, the little cousins start joining them, and you get a combination of green wing and blue wing teal. Now, the bag limit is 6, and I want to remind you, if you're planning on doing some teal season, it's open for the next 3 weekend, this weekend and two more. You've got to make sure you got your basic license. You have to have a state waterfowl stamp, an HIP, which is a free harvest information permit, and a federal duck stamp. And I picked up my federal duck stamp last week, and this year's stamp is a depiction of a pintail, and it's done by artist Chuck Black. And it's not really what you'd call a Mississippi flyway setting. There's a mountain with some snow in the background. And it's a beautiful rendition of the color scheme on the bird. He's sitting on the water. He's not in flight. But if you're looking at your duck stamp, does it look a little weird to you? Does it look like it has just this huge head and neck and then a body that's too small to fit it? And I'm sure that's because of the angle it's supposed to give, but maybe it was intentional to bring out the beautiful blue bill and the white stripe on the neck. And it doesn't have what I would call a real long sprig tail that you like to see on a big male drake pintail. Anyway, I just think the depiction looks a little weird. Color scheme, I think, is phenomenal, but the proportions of the head and neck to the rest of the body looks a little goofy. I don't know. What do you think? 504-260-1870. We're back with Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures, next on the Outdoors with Tom Dubuque Radio Network. No, is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it is the Man of Steel. And we transform the plastic man to a man of steel this time of year because it is open teal season. And, Ryan, did you guys make it out to the blind yet?
Oh, yeah, we in it. We're sitting in it. Just fighting the battles of opening day.
I know what you're talking about. Any sightings or shootings yet?
One sec. Yeah, there's a few birds around. Yesterday they had a bunch on the southeast. The northeast didn't have a great deal of birds. But we got a northwest wind today, so hopefully they'll push some more in. They had places. There's one right there. Watch that guy. We got a few birds flying around, but there's so many people.
Yeah.
I pulled up in one of my ponds yesterday, had 26 people in it.
Wow. Oh, man. Yeah, it takes a full-time enforcement officer to keep the trespassers out. Last year when you and I were teal hunting, man, it was strange because there were so many wood ducks. Are you seeing a lot of wood ducks this year?
The northeast is covered with them again. Kitty, get out. Get out, Kitty. You don't have to kill him if you don't want.
let's find out what happened there. Let's go back to the replay here.
We had a little blue wing come on the front side of the boat and had a two shot behind the bird. They were shooting him where they boot, not where they toot.
He was shooting him where he was, not where he's going. Bird came
in. Got to lead these babies. Yeah, one single.
Yes, indeed.
I've had two singles come to me so far. And there's a few flocks right yesterday on one area that was just loaded with birds, but I could not. There was a few. So I just got out of that and came over here to another blind. So I hear a couple of my boys shooting, though.
Yeah. How fired up is Kenley this morning?
Oh, Carly's the one. Oh, Ken, well, both of them. They've been going crazy all day. You know, with all the camouflage around and the building blinds, and oh, my gosh, they are wound up. Mm-hmm. I got the collar on Kenley just to unwind her a little bit, but she's doing good. She's real birdy. She really likes to sit out and watch the birds. Anything that flies by, she sits out there and looks. Kenley's not like that. Kenley watches me, and when I make a move, then she knows where the bird is. But I'd much rather Carly when it comes to that, because she's going to be crack attack. She's a little lightning bolt, too. So that's part of the hunt. That's a major part of it is the dog, so.
Yeah. It's funny how they both have different tactics, you know, one watching birds and one watching you. Both things work, but different. And there's the typical teal call, that high-pitched, fast staccato repetition.
Get those teal birds. That's a blue wing, and then a green wing goes. So there's two different ones for two different teal, but we don't see very, very few green wings this time of year. Maybe not even 1%.
Yeah, they'll be in later. You know, it's a shame that duck season opens with teal, which is some of the hardest birds to hit because they are so fast and erratic.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been dove hunting, so I'm good to go. The customers have a hard time because they really got to get in front of them. You know, that's a 5-foot lead when they're coming like that. Here comes the model ducks right now.
How you seeing many model ducks?
Yep, plenty of model ducks. Plenty of model ducks, plenty of. Plenty of wood ducks around.
You know,
the lease is just covered with wood ducks and motto ducks.
Yeah, hopefully we can get the Mexican whistler season included. Have you seen many whistlers around this morning?
I had two of them pass over. And big old flights up high. Yeah, I've seen just two of them came over me a little while ago, two squealers.
Mm-hmm.
So not a lot.
Well, if they add those to the teal season, it might open up a whole new industry. You know, whistling duck decoys, which I'm sure they already have, but also calls. Yeah. I don't know of anybody that's got a whistling duck call. Do you?
I do.
That's pretty good.
I've been calling them for about 5 years at my house like crazy and watching them in the yard. So, yeah, I'll be able to get them.
Yeah.
You know, when they come
can
to see them.
Can you imitate it? Maybe on, you know, our boy John Fitzpatrick's 7-1 call? I bet you could reproduce it on there some kind of way if you figured it out.
That's a little higher pitch.
That's excellent. Yeah, a little higher pitched than what they do, but it's close enough. I mean, they're not genius
the smartest
birds,
tool in the shed. We'll be able to get them with that.
No, yes, you will. Yes, you will.
I know Ms.
Well,
Carmen's
give us a quick.
Uses corn.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Can you give us a quick fishing report, update on post-storm fishing? What do you expect it to be? Storm minnows are being reported out now?
Yeah, the water's good. The boys all limited out yesterday. A few trout, but they didn't get out on the trout. I think with that west wind, it's going to be difficult for a couple of days to get out on the trout. But literally, they'll be coming in. In two more weeks, they'll be coming inside. So it'll get easier and easier on the trout. There's plenty of reds, plenty of flounders, black drum, sheephead, everything around. The boys are doing good. So
sound like a good recipe.
I'm fishing this morning.
Yeah, sound like a good recipe for the cast and blast. Sound like I hear some shots in the background there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're shooting in the back on the triangle pond. I got birds coming. They're not passing low enough on their shoot. They got them all shook up right now.
If somebody wants to come down there and hunt teal and do a little fishing after, how's the bookings look for the next couple weeks?
I got some room for teal hunters and some for fishing in September. It's going to be busy, but we got a little bit of room.
Yeah, we got. I think that full moon is next week. Is the full moon next week?
And
they
got a
little
flush, so we ought to have a bunch more birds pushing down.
Yeah, I love those new arrivals, you know.
Oh yeah, I can't wait. I love them all.
Right here, nope. Cajun Fishing Adventures, and the telephone number is
504-559-5111. We'll make it happen for them.
You know, I tell people it's worth the trip just to watch you hunt ducks, call ducks, shoot, and talk on a cell phone all at the same time.
You gotta be a multitasker in this business.
Now you're one of the best at it. All right, good luck on the rest of the day. We'll catch up with you next week again.
All right, we'll see you, buddy.
All right, there he goes, Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing and Hunting Adventures. All right, coming up next, we head to the opposite side of the state, get a teal blind report with Captain Kirk Stansel. They were under the gun at first. The initial forecast for the path of Francine was Lake Charles, then Lafayette, then Terrebonne, and eventually ended up over Lake Pontchartrain. Moved east the whole time. So they pretty much were unscathed. We'll find out what the teal situation and the fall fishing looks like at Hackberry Rod and Gun next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And we'll get to Captain Kirk out west just a second, but I just got confirmation that the Acadiana Youth Hunter Education Club's 20-year anniversary hunting and fishing banquet is on for tonight. There was a little question of whether it was going to go with the storm. It's at the Bayou Bend Conference Center on Northwest Boulevard in Franklin, and there will be tickets sold at the door, which opens at 5 p.m. All right, let's head on out to Hackberry Rod and Gun and talk to Captain Kirk, who is in the blind. And, Kirk, this is where you are right now is kind of my favorite time, right? When you got the decoys out and you're drinking that last cup of coffee before the legal shooting hour arrives, and you're looking at some ducks maybe flying overhead early. Set the scene for me over there. You're just a couple minutes away from legal shooting time, aren't you?
Actually, I must not have my glasses on when I read that yesterday. We've had legal shooting time for about 15 minutes now, but
really?
20 minutes. Yeah, and we have two, and we just, while I was talking to you, I was looking at the phone, and we just had one buzz. We missed him. Didn't get a shot at him. It would have been fun.
No, he saw you. He saw you.
But look,
he saw you looking at the phone.
You saw? Okay. That's right. You know, me and we had three come in. Me and Aaron Stevens got ours, and Paul Desertel missed his.
Well, it sounds like y'all not having any fun at all out there this morning, are you?
We always have fun down here. That's what it's all about.
You know, as teal mornings go, you got a pretty one out there, don't you?
It's a beautiful morning. It's warm. It's humid. You know, of course, you know, you expect that. Not much wind. And, you know, we hunt the marsh down here. We're in Johnson's Bayou. And a lot of times I've seen it happening in this marsh a lot. Is you don't get the early birds, especially with this water as high as it is now. But about 8 o'clock, they'll start, you know, they've been banging them in the rice fields, and they start showing up down here. And I've seen it happen too many times. And I'm confident we're going to shoot a bunch of ducks here.
Yeah, you can't leave too soon. How much tidal surge did you guys get from Francine? You know, y'all were ground zero when the first forecast came out, and then it kept moving east and east and east and finally away.
Yeah, it kept moving east. We were. We probably got a foot and a half tidal surge. It wasn't much at all, Don. I mean, you know, we took everything, you know, because it looked like it was coming right to us or close enough to us where we moved everything from the downstairs rooms upstairs. And, you know, it was a practice drill, and I'm glad.
Yeah, that was only for practice, and that's it worthwhile. So how's the fishing been? Have y'all managed to fish yesterday or day before?
We did. We only had two boats go out yesterday. But they caught their redfish, no problem, and a handful of trout. Now, what day was it? Tuesday, we had some boats go out, and they did pretty good on the trout and some nice trout, some 15 to 18 inches. And, you know, right ahead of that front, the water's beautiful. I mean, that storm pumped in a bunch of water here, and it's really, really pretty. So and a lot of bait, a lot of shrimp left, so the birds should start working here. They should start schooling up here pretty quick.
Well, that's great. It looks like you're on a good teal season, and you got the fall fishing moving in. Things are going good. HackberryRodAndGun.com. You got to spell out the word "and." I've learned that over the last few years. Give them that telephone number, Kirk, if they want to give you a call.
Okay. For guys out of the area, it's 888-762-3391. And look, go to our website, HackberryRodAndGun, and we got those live webcams where you can see what we're bringing in from stock.
And don't call Kirk when he's in the blind, because those teal watch him when he's looking at his phone and they sneak in.
That's right. But we haven't seen one since that one, but we've got a couple here. We're not skunked, and I'm looking forward to more showing up.
Well, very good. We'll check back with you the next couple of weeks and find out how the season's been going. In the meantime, stay safe, and we'll catch up with you then.
All right. Thank you, Don. You got a great show. Appreciate talking to you.
Thank you so much. Kirk Stansel, one of the Stansel brothers out at Hackberry Rod and Gun, one of the finest facilities in South Louisiana. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us here from our St. Hubert's Cathedral Annex in Baldwin County, Alabama. I'm headed for the Dove Field up at Little River Forest area. We'll be doing that a little on later this afternoon. Then next week we continue with the road show. We'll be at our Franklin, Texas Annex broadcast studio. More dove hunting and a few other things on the list. Stay safe. I hope you do a full recovery. If you've got no power, hopefully it'll be restored soon. Get out there and fish and hunt, and come back and join us next week on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.